Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little more for you today, too. It's time for the Ballad of Jerry Jones. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jerry. Played Razorback football with the Hogs up there. Then one day he would graduate from school, poked holes in the ground into a natural gas pool. Methane, that is. Contract guaranteed, take or pay. Well, the next thing you know, Jerry's a multimillionaire. His kinfolk said, time to move away from there. Dallas, Texas is the place you ought to be. So he bought the Dallas Cowboys in the 1980s. $140 million, worth $6 billion today.
Oh, well, it's really more like $8 billion today. 2 years ago, I recorded that silly little ditty about the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. And the fans of those Dallas Blue Stars continue to pray very hard that Jerry Jones will finally sell their favorite football team so they can remove him as the de facto head coach. Based on JJ's actions over the past weekend, another chapter of the egotistical team owner's interference has just occurred. It's now been 27 years since the Dallas Cowboys and their meddling owner have even played in a Super Bowl game. So let's take a closer look at the man who might be the most despised man in Dallas, Texas these days. Step number one, you have to become a millionaire in the natural gas business. Now 80 years old, just like the current U.S. president, Dallas Cowboys owner Gerald Wayne Jones was not born rich. Jerry's parents moved to Little Rock, Arkansas when the lad was just 3 years old. His parents ran a local grocery store until Jerry graduated from high school in 1960. Once Jerry Jones went off to college in Fayetteville, Arkansas to play football as a 185-pound offensive lineman for the Arkansas Razorbacks, his parents moved north to Springfield, Missouri, where his father, Pat, built a successful life insurance business. So when Jerry returned from college in 1965 with his bachelor's degree in business administration, he was named executive vice president of his father's insurance company. He would then return to Fayetteville, Arkansas to obtain a master's degree in 1970, and that's when he decided to go into a different business. By 1981, Jerry Jones and his oil and gas partner, Mike McCoy, who is a petroleum engineer by trade, formed an oil and natural gas entity called Arkoma Production Company. And in 1982, Arkoma obtained, for a reported $15 million, thousands of acres of leases from a Little Rock-based natural gas energy conglomerate named Arkla, Inc. In return for Arkoma's agreement to drill and develop hundreds of these low-risk, moderate-reward developmental wells in the you-almost-can't-miss region of the prolific natural gas reserves of western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma, hence called the Arkoma area, the natural gas pipeline utility portion of Arkla agreed to purchase the natural gas production. Step number two in the Jerry Jones story is that timing is everything. And what would turn out to be extremely fortunate for Jerry Jones' future pro football interest, the gas purchase contract between Arkoma Production and Arkla called for the majority of Arkoma's daily natural gas production to be purchased by the pipeline company. And the contract was considered to be a, quote, take-or-pay agreement.
I'm all ears.
And within a few years, the pipeline's market for Arkoma's pricey natural gas declined. The pipeline refused to buy the required amount of natural gas, and that's when the agreement's take-or-pay clause kicked in. Follow me here. In 1986, Arkla decided to cut a new deal with Arkoma Production. For a check for $175 million, Arkoma Production Company was completely bought out by the pipeline. As a 50% owner, Jerry Jones had quickly become quite wealthy. And 2 years later, though, in 1988, Jerry Jones learned that the NFL's Dallas Cowboys were for sale. The then 47-year-old Jerry Jones orchestrated a deal to purchase the Cowboys football team for just $65 million and their home stadium, Texas Stadium, for another $75 million. The $140 million price tag involved Jerry Jones leveraging everything he owned in order to buy the Dallas Cowboys. Risk, whether it was his father's life insurance business, his years in the energy business, and now pro football, had become all too familiar to Jerry Jones by this point in his life. Step number three, hire someone smarter than yourself to run the business and then get out of the way. Jerry Jones saw incredible upside in the value of the Dallas Cowboys, but he needed to cut some costs all the way to the bone in every facet of the organization to just survive the first few years. Among those jettisoned, though, was legendary Dallas football coach Tom Landry, a two-time Super Bowl winner. The team's first year under the new owner, Jerry Jones, was an on-the-field disaster. The team finished 1-15. However, the team's new head coach, Jones's friend and former Arkansas teammate Jimmy Johnson, turned out to be a gem. To rebuild the slumping franchise, Jimmy Johnson orchestrated a massive trade in dealing former Heisman Trophy winning running back Herschel Walker to Minnesota for a number of players and draft choices. Dallas would use those draft picks to acquire future Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith, All-Pro safety Darren Woodson, cornerback Kevin Smith, and defensive tackle Russell Maryland. And as Dallas started to win some football games again, the stadium and those expensive box suites started to sell out. And things started to turn around in a hurry for the Jerry Jones version of the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, Coach Jimmy Johnson's Cowboys on the field would claim back-to-back Super Bowl wins in 1992 and 1993. Jimmy Johnson, though, left the Cowboys in early 1994. He would cite growing personal differences between himself and the team's egotistical and overconfident owner, Jerry Jones. JJ would hire former Oklahoma coach Barry Switzer to take Jimmy Johnson's place. With the great football players already assembled on that team, Dallas would win their final Super Bowl in late January 1996. Step four in the Jerry Jones saga. At some point, it's time to consider humbling yourself and repeating step number three about getting out of the way. For the next 27 years, the Dallas Cowboys have not returned to play in the Super Bowl once again. Loyal Cowboys fans are now drooling for a chance to return to the NFL championship game for the first time in more than a generation. After Barry Switzer left the team in 1997, Dallas has hired and fired coaches such as Chan Gailey for 2 years, Dave Campo, 3 years, Bill Parcells made it four, Wade Phillips, 4 years, and Jason Garrett, 10 years. The current head coach is Mike McCarthy. After a first-year 6-10 record, McCarthy's teams have now improved to 12-5 in the last 2 years, but unfortunately Dallas did not reach the NFC Championship in each of the last 2 years. So why haven't the Dallas Cowboys regained the team's Super Bowl magic last seen in January 1996? Time to go back to the Jerry Jones saga, step number five. Instead of seeking outside help to rebuild your franchise, Jerry Jones has placed his own family members into the top three managerial positions. Most Dallas Cowboy fans cast the team's 27-year-old Super Bowl drought directly on owner Jerry Jones. His heavy-handed approach to all facets of the Dallas Cowboys football operations may have resulted in a long list of unintended blunders. Over the past decade, owner Jerry Jones placed his own family in charge of most everything to do with the Dallas Cowboys, except for coaching the football team. And stay tuned, that could be coming up soon. In addition to being the team's owner, Jerry Jones is now titled the team's president and general manager. And according to the Dallas Cowboys website, the other three top executives for the team are Stephen Jones, chief operating officer, executive vice president, and director of player personnel, Charlotte Jones, executive vice president, chief brand officer, and Jerry Jones Jr., executive vice president, chief sales and marketing officer. Though any one of these family members may be terrific or lousy in their respective roles, it's safe to say that any coach or player within the Dallas Cowboys organization might want to be a little careful about saying anything negative about the team's owner. Step number six in Jerry Jones's saga. Continue to step over your own people and run the company as if it's your own personal toy, because it is. Last week, the San Francisco 49ers admitted a big personnel mistake which cost them three number one draft picks. Quarterback Trey Lance, through no fault of his own, was drafted number three overall in 2021 by the 49ers after playing just 1 year as a starter for small college powerhouse North Dakota State. Several NFL teams, including Dallas, believe that Lance had tremendous NFL upside. 2 years later, the Niners recently demoted the oft-injured and unproductive Trey Lance to third string. With that demotion, Trey Lance asked to be traded last week. And guess who offered a fourth-round draft pick to the 49ers for Trey Lance? Yes, Jerry Jones and his Dallas Cowboys. I say that because the risk-taking team owner admitted this weekend that he did not consult with his current head football coach Mike McCarthy or with the team's starting quarterback Dak Prescott prior to utilizing next year's fourth-round draft pick on Trey Lance. Said Jerry Jones, quote, "There was nobody that knew about it. We told Mike McCarthy after we had done it, but my point is that we just wanted to get it done. Again, we didn't waste any time. My point is we didn't want them to hang up on us." Well, in a bit of poetic justice, the Cowboys' previous third-string quarterback, Will Grier, played the entire final preseason game on Saturday night for Dallas. He completed an amazing 29 out of 35 passes, or 83%, for 305 yards in Dallas's 31-16 win over the Raiders. Passed for two touchdowns, scored twice on the ground, with 10 runs for 53 yards in the game, too. By the way, that was the only preseason win for Dallas this entire month. The soon-to-be-departing third-string quarterback Will Grier, in the fourth season of his contract, was set to earn $965,000 this year. His new replacement, Trey Lance, is obligated to receive $8.5 million if he sits on the bench for Dallas this season. Now, only a true genius like Jerry Jones would agree to spend $8 million more for his third-string quarterback. Unless Jerry Jones may be sending a message to his starting quarterback. Final rule for Jerry Jones is step number 7. Repeat numbers 1 through 6 above and continue with your mediocrity. Earlier this year, I read a terrific book written by former Dallas Cowboys head coach Jimmy Johnson. The book is called Swagger. Jimmy Johnson took a full chapter to provide some incredible details into the reasons why he left the Dallas Cowboys after winning two Super Bowl championships with the team in the early 1990s. The bottom line was that owner Jerry Jones, a former teammate of Jimmy Johnson's at the University of Arkansas, confirmed that he wanted more of the media spotlight for himself. Jerry Jones also refused to allow Jimmy Johnson to handle all the player decisions as he was initially promised when he was hired by Jerry Jones. As a result, Coach Jimmy Johnson left the Dallas Cowboys. Last weekend's newest Jerry Jones ego trip involving quarterback Trey Lance may turn out to be a genius idea or cause some undue tension in the Dallas Cowboys locker room. Starting quarterback Dak Prescott has not played at championship levels in recent years. His confidence may also have been shaken now knowing that Dallas's team owner just spent a lot of money for a third-string quarterback, Trey Lance, just in case. Before the deal for Trey Lance, the Dallas Cowboys' existing talent and schedule seemed to be favorable for 2023. Many consider Dallas to be a solid choice to challenge Philadelphia and San Francisco for the NFC title this year. If quarterback Dak Prescott falters or becomes injured, and Trey Lance comes off the bench onto the field to rescue the Dallas Cowboys this year, owner Jerry Jones deserves all of the credit for his bold maneuver. But if it backfires, he should also receive all of the blame for this move himself, too. After 27 years of season-ending disappointments, formerly optimistic Dallas Cowboy fans now rarely speak the words Super Bowl, as owner Jerry Jones has yet to understand that he has become the biggest problem in Big D. I'm Swamp Swami.
Stampede, go you Dallas Cowboys!